Hello there. Well, I've just read great poems, a few of them. Well, this is a book of compilations of great poems by several authors, several poets, and it has printed by Miles Kelly. I bought this book like a year ago, not a year ago, but like a few months ago, right? And I love this book. It is so colorful and it has printed beautifully, both about the layout of the page, also about the illustration as well. So today I'm going to read. I'd like to read some of the poems and also what vocabularies that I have already earned after reading it. So let's get started. But before we begin, I'd like to tell you that this book contains lots of different episodes, and just like episodes, well, it's kind of like division about the theme, the general theme of the poems, and there are about love, poems about love, and also the second chapter, division is wit and humor. And the third one is weather and seasons, and the fourth one is distant lands, and then the fifth one is animals and nature, the sixth is war and heroism, and the seventh one is life and death. That sounds interesting. The eighth one is celebrations, and yeah, I think that is all. Okay, the first poem that we are going to read is from the Bible. It is written by Saint Paul. Well, I don't know who he is, but okay, let's just read the poem. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, I'm sorry. Let's take another chance. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but haven't love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but haven't love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love doesn't insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, and I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Quite a nice one. Okay, next up we have Sonnet 18. Oh, this one I've already like studied it in my second or third semester of in my college. I remember that to read a sonnet, we have that kind of intonation that we have to pay attention to, but I don't remember how to do that. It's just like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Just like that, to going high and low per syllable. So yeah, I actually don't know which one has to go high and which one has to go low. So let's just read just like how we read books. Alright. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair form fair sometime declines by chance of nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as man can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. By William Shakespeare. Okay. And we also have one by Christopher Marlowe. Yeah. Actually, I don't really know how to pronounce that, but yeah. Let's just read The Passionate Shepherd to His Love. Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove. That hills and valleys, dales and fields, and all the craggy mountains sealed. There we will sit upon the rocks and see the shepherds feed their flocks by shallow rivers to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. And I will make thee beds of roses with a thousand fragrant posies, a cap of flowers and a kirtle embroidered all with leaves of myrtle. A gown made of the finest wool, which from our pretty lambs we pull. Fair lined slippers for the cold, with buckles of the purest gold. A belt of straw and ivy buds, with coral claps and amber studs. And if these pleasures may thee move, come live with me and be my love. The shepherd swain shall dance and sing for thy delight each May morning. If these delights thy mind may move, then live with me and be my love. Christopher Marlowe. Next up, we have one by Lord Byron. It is titled She Walks in Beauty. She walks in beauty. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. And all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and arise, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven trees of softly lightens over her face. Where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. Lord Byron. Thank you. Okay, now we all are done with the poems for today, and I've got some vocabularies that I'd like to share. Actually, I'm not sharing because I believe this episode, I mean this whole podcast is just for my notes, because I will need it whenever I am at work or I cannot read all my notes, my vocabulary journal. I could just listen to Spotify and then I would repeat listening to my vocabulary journal, and then I will just rememorize the words or the phrases that I've already have already memorized before, but maybe my memory is not that good, so maybe I will just do some kind of a review. Okay, so the first vocabulary that I've written in my note here is helter skelter. Well, this is actually from the introduction of this book, but yeah, of course I didn't read it out loud because that is just in the preface, I think. Yeah. So, helter skelter means range of emotions. I'm sorry. Helter skelter, range of emotions. In that context, helter skelter means quickly and in all directions. Okay, that's the first one. The second is prophecy. Prophecy means a statement that says what is going to happen in the future based on what you believe rather than existing facts. I've got this from a poem, the one that's from Bible. For our knowledge is imperfect and our prophecy is imperfect. It says so. Okay, the third vocabulary is thou art more lovely and more temperate. I took temperate as my third word in my vocabulary journal today, and it means calm and controlled in terms of behavior. But this, we have another meaning in terms of weather. Temperate means neither very hot or very cold, so it's just so, not very cold, not very hot. Okay, the fourth vocabulary is craggy. It means having those high, rough, massive rocks that sticks out from the land around it. So yeah, that's craggy. And yields being my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 being my fifth vocabulary, and it means to supply or produce something positive, such as profit, an amount of food, or information. And those last two words, I've got it from a line. And it is, and all the craggy mountains yields, it says that way. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Flock. Flock means a group of sheep, goats, or birds, or a group of people. As far as I know, flock can be used for a group of sheep or goats, but in fact, it can also be used for a group of people as well. So this is quite a fact for me. Okay, next up we have madrigals. In the context, melodious bird sings madrigals. Okay, and madrigals means a song performed without musical instruments in which several singers sing different notes at the same time. Next up we have poses, and it is in the context with 1,000 fragrant poses. Okay, and it has the infinitive, singular form, posy, and it means a small bunch of cut flowers. Next up we have kirtle. It is a woman's gown or outer petticoat. Next up, we have swain. It is a slang for a young lover or suitor. and in archaically, it means a country youth. Okay, next up we have climbs. And climbs, it spells C-L-I-M-E-S. And it never pronounced or it never comes without S. So it is always with S. So it is climbs, not climb. And the context is she walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and stormy skies. Okay, and climes means a place where the weather is different in a particular way. Yeah, and that is all for today's vocabulary journal. I hope I remember it. Thank you and goodbye. Wait a minute, but actually I have two other vocabularies left out here. The first one is gaudy. It spells G-A-U-D-Y and it means unpleasantly bright in color or decoration. The second one is eloquent. It means giving a clear, strong message. That's all.